So this is the Newbie Bloggers. Now, this is our free meetup. We normally meet on the first Friday of every month, but I was just sharing with Legra that I am leaving this afternoon to drive to Savannah from Columbus, Ohio for my grandson's graduation from Marine boot camp. So it's a really big deal for the family. Yes. And this is the kid that, you know, didn't get off the couch too well, but now, you know, he's running 10 miles a day. So we haven't seen him in 12 weeks. We've only been able to talk to him once, and we've just been communicating via letters for the last 12 weeks. So we're excited to see him, and he's excited to see us. And I'm excited to see where this career is going to take him, because now he has positioned himself for a lot more opportunities.
Oh, good, good.
So it's everything from getting college paid for to having a career in military to going active duty or not. I mean, he just has so many options that he now has to sort through. And so this is an exciting time for him at, you know, 18 years old. So
well, my husband, my father's family, all the men were in the military, and he actually was a Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, wow.
And my husband is like a strong proponent of the military, whatever you do with it. And he always tells young men, you know, you do 20 years, you retire, you're still young, you can start another career, and you've got a paycheck coming in for the rest of your life. And right. So, yeah, that's something for young people to think about, especially now that we don't have, you know, retirement plans. They don't have the same options that we boomers had. And so I'm excited for him. And then booyah, right? That's what they always say.
Yeah. So I'm excited too. So anyway, I'm just so excited to get to see him. And then there's, of course, you know, another side to this. There's some young men that are in his group that really they don't have family rallying around them. And so once we arrive, we will see, you know, we're just going to ask him, you know, if he has any buddies that, you know, that their family maybe couldn't make it to the graduation. And as soon as the graduation is over, then, and once all the boys get tapped out, then we're going to take them out to lunch somewhere, and we're going to take his buddies with us. And,
that's wonderful, treat
them as family. The ones that don't have family.
Yeah.
The ones that have family, they're going to be gobbling up their guys because they haven't seen either. But the ones that don't have family, I think might feel a little abandoned, you know, and there's so many reasons why maybe family can't make that trip.
Right.
It is a cost factor, and it's a distance, and there's a lot of things that go into it. And I don't know a lot of, you know, the family's history. So for whatever reason, if a family can't be there, we want to kind of include those boys in our celebration. So that's the plan. And so we're on the road. I've got two calls today, Zoom calls, and we're on the road after that. So
you're leaving this afternoon.
We are okay. Because it's a 10-hour drive, and we decided we wanted to have our car. First of all, we thought about flying, but there's no rental cars. So they're all gone because, of course, this is a big weekend, and hotel rooms were hard to find and rental cars are hard to find. So we decided to drive, but it's a 10-hour drive for us. So we're going to do 5 hours today, stay over somewhere midway, and then 5 hours tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, have a safe trip and enjoy yourself.
Yes. We're just going to take our time. And that way we don't feel like we have to, you know, push out there on the highway. So, but knowing Savannah, Mark,
have you been to Savannah before?
Yes, I have. I love Savannah.
Beautiful.
I love the river walk.
Yeah.
I love all that.
So this will be a beautiful additional holiday for you, because it's so beautiful there.
Yes. And we're going down a couple of days earlier than the rest of the family. So we'll be able to run around Savannah for a couple of days before everyone else gets there.
Okay.
We have Lynn coming on. Lynn, welcome. Lynn, can you hear us okay? We've got Lynn Tang. Lynn, we're just getting started. We've just been chatting. Can you hear us okay, Lynn? Give us a thumbs up maybe in the chat. Lynn, if you'd like, I can bring you up as a, it'll say as a panelist. I can promote you up as a panelist so that we can see you if you want to be on camera this morning. Let us know. And
I'm glad I put my makeup on, because I really hadn't planned on it. I was going to be.
Well, and it's your choice. You can always flip your camera off. I get it. Sometimes I'm just not ready to be on camera. I understand that. Well, today with Build a Better Business. With newbie bloggers today, we are going to go through all the ways that you can get your blog online. Oh, she's in the middle of working right now, so she's not able to stay. Lynn, I understand. No problem. Hang in there with us as long as you can, or if you have to just kind of click off and work a little bit and come back in, you're welcome to do that as well. We're recording, so you can always listen to the recording later. So just as an overview, we meet the first Friday of every month for free. And that's what this call is, but I scooted it to Monday because I was just telling Allegra we're leaving to see my grandson graduate from military boot camp. So that's why. And his graduation is at 10 o'clock on Friday, which is right when this call normally is. So that's why I moved it this one time. So mark your calendars the first Friday of every month. So we'll be back again on February 3rd. You can always go to kathybenner.com and scroll down to the calendar. And the calendar shows all the dates all the time. And I'm going to put that in the chat for those of you that are looking at the chat. So it's kathybenner.com. So that's where you'll find all the dates. Then we also have a mastermind, and we meet the second Monday of every month at 12 noon. And I put it at 12 noon. So if some of you are working, you can maybe catch it on a lunch break or whatever. And that's where we get to hold hands even a little deeper down into actually building your blog out. And I can share my screen and actually show you, you know, some of the screens and how we're doing all that. But today I just kind of want to review our topics. And so here we go. When we first start off in January, we talk all about a blog name. That's at the very top of everything. You have to decide what your blog name is. And the reason that this is a big deal is because you can't really discover your platform and get your URL or your domain name until you decide what you want to call your blog. Because if you pick something and then later you pick something else, you're like, well, now the domain doesn't match what I really want to call the blog. And so that's why picking a blog name is a big deal, because it kind of tells your readers what you're about. Now I'm gonna go through the list and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna spend today about the blog name. Then in February, we talk about how do you get online? How do you choose the right platform now that you have the right name? And then in March, we talk about customizing your actual blog and your platform, making it look like you, making it match maybe other products or services that you're offering. So when folks click around in your website and then they click on your blog, you don't want them to feel like they're at a wrong spot. You don't want them to feel like, oh, did I click wrong here? This doesn't look like the same person I was looking for their information. This looks totally different. And so you want that customization. And we talk about in March, we talk about colors, because sometimes you can simply match the color of your blog platform to the color of your website, to the color of your marketing products. And color branding is huge. And you see that all the time across all the marketing channels, even all, you know, I mean, McDonald's, they all look the same. So there is a marketing theme. And then finally in April, we're going to talk about, you know, writing and publishing, because now you've got your name, you've discovered what platform you're going to put your blog on. You've customized your colors and some of your branding, and now you're ready to go. So now, when do you find time to write? And once you write, how do you get those articles published on your blog? And then in May, we talk about promoting. How do you actually get your blog information out there? Because now, again, you've got the name, you're online, you've customized it, you're now writing and publishing. But who's reading it? You know, so how are you going to get folks to actually start reading it? And then in June, we talk about monetizing it. How are you going to start weaving in your products and services, whatever those are? And we're going to talk about tons of different options that you have. Once you decide how you're going to monetize your blog, then you start weaving that into your blog content. And welcome, Elise. I see Elise just jumped in. Elise, I'm going to promote you up here as well. Lynn is at work, so Lynn has got her camera off, so we'll get Elise up here. So anyway, that is 6 months worth. We go through the full system on how to get you writing and monetizing your blog post. Then in July, guess what? We start over, and here's why. A lot of folks say, I kind of got it, but I don't really you know, I'm afraid to pull the trigger and actually start the first blog. So I feel better if I can hear it again. And you always bring something new to the table. There's always new people that are on the call, and there's always new ideas, and there's new ways to do all of these six steps. And so that's kind of what, in a nutshell, is what we do in newbie bloggers, is we go through those six steps. And then in the mastermind, where we meet on the second Monday of every month, where we can hold hands with you, we actually show you how to click into the back of the house, what we call the back of the house on some of these platforms, and how to get your first blog post uploaded. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but I get it in my head, but it doesn't come out my fingers. It's like, okay, I understand I have to write this blog post, but then I sit down to this blank screen and I go, what do I write? How do I get started? You know, how many words should it be? And, you know, and what should it say? And how should I then, you know, link it back to my other products and services? So you have all those questions, and that's where the mastermind comes in handy. Now, today I want to circle back and talk strictly about the blog name. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to list every single thing that you want to talk about on your blog. So list everything you want to talk about. Now, that was a real struggle for me when I, and just a little bit of my background, I started out in corporate America. I worked in corporate America for years, you know, and you're always, you know, after a promotion and looking for a better job and, you know, whatever. And so finally, long story short, I ran into a gal who was an LTech, young gal, 19 years old, and discovered, and if you've, any of you have read my story, discovered quite by accident, how much money she was making. And I was like, what? And at the time I was wearing acrylic nails. And so I thought, you know, maybe I could do this like part-time, you know, maybe just make a little extra money. So again, long story short, I went to cosmetology school part-time in the evenings and took my state boards and started working in a salon just a couple of hours here and there, just for some extra spending money, because my budget was just like right on the edge. And I was a single mom. And, you know, I was making things work, but boy, it was a struggle every month. And so this was going to put me over the top. Well, I discovered in about 6 weeks that I was making more money part-time as a nail tech than I was full-time on my corporate job. So now don't everybody quit your job and go become a nail tech, because acrylic nails are kind of on their way out. I got on that train when every 14-year-old had acrylic nails on. So you know, and I often said, I'm going to ride this train as long as it's on the track. And I did. But at that time, acrylic nails were popular. Everyone was wearing them. And if you, and any of you gals have had acrylic nails on, you know, the pink and whites were the big, you know, the French manicure look was the big deal. And so I just decided that's what I was going to specialize in. Anyway, long story short, again, I ended up leaving corporate America. Over a 2-year period, I positioned myself to move all 100% into the cosmetology industry. And I ended up 25 years later retiring with 5 beauty salons. Now, for me, and I know that's hitting the high points, and a lot of you are like, what? How did you do that? It was all about the real estate. So I'm all about passive income. And I planned at that point, I was 40 years old when I made this transition. I planned at that time that it was going to be the real estate was going to be my retirement. Because for those of you that go to salons, you already know you're going to follow your girl or your guy wherever they go. So the owner of that salon does not own you as a customer. They don't own that stylist or that nail tech as an employee. And so what happens is at the end of the day, an owner ends up with a shoebox full of rent receipts where they've rented a storefront for 30 years. And the only money they really made is what they made behind their own chair, because the rest of it went to pay the rent for a storefront. And it's all ego, because they had their name above the door. You know, it was Sally's Salon or whatever. So I saw that early on. My aha moment was, why don't these owners buy a building? And at least in 30 years, they'd own a building. Sounded pretty easy to me. And again, that's hitting the high points. That's that, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. But I purposely went out and bought a piece of real estate. I bought a building and turned that building into my salon. And then at the end of 25, 30 years, I had a paid for building. So that's what I did with my rent money instead of buying or paying for a storefront to rent some storefront in a shopping center somewhere. So that's what worked for me. And that is what my retirement is today. And that is the bulk of my passive income is my real estate holdings. And Elise is in a couple of my other groups that have to do with real estate. So Elise, again, if I don't know if you're in the middle of something, but I'll promote you up to panelist if you want to come up with us. So anyway, from there, once I, you know, got into the salon industry and I had my buildings paid for, I ended up with five paid for buildings, and I still own all five buildings, and they're all rented, various different things. They're not salons these days because I retired in December of 2017 from the salon industry. And I said, what am I going to do with myself? So I decided to start the Kathy Benner International Academy, because what I know is when you're trying to make a go of something, you can look really good on paper. You can look really good on your website. You can look really good when you're out there networking and when you're at your church and, you know, and you seem to really, you have arrived, you know, but when you look at the checkbook, sometimes not. And so I know that sometimes $200 a month or $500 a month or $1,000 a month makes a huge difference in how much you can give back to your tribe if you just have that amount of money coming in to support yourself so that you can give, so that you know you're not always having to run off to work or do whatever. So I get that. And I was right there with you all those years in corporate America. You know, I mean, I had all the accolades and I had all of the titles and, you know, but not so much the paycheck. And I wasn't, you know, extravagant. I was rather frugal. And so anyway, as I, Elise is multitasking as well. She'll hop on later. Okay. Thank you, Elise. So anyway, as I, you know, worked my way through the salon industry and built my real estate holdings up a little bit so that I could retire, I had that in mind. You know, I start with the end in mind. As Stephen Covey always said, start with the end in mind. And I knew that someday I wanted to retire and I had to have some income to do that with. So so now with the Academy, I want to help folks. And I started off by wanting to help folks in the Academy, you know, that $200 a month might make a difference on, you know, what kind of a car they drive. And $500 or $1,000 a month might make a difference in what zip code they live in and what school their kids go to. And so I've decided or discovered that as I am doing these classes and these free meetups, that I am actually attracting an audience from clear across the board. I have folks that are retirement age and they're finally at a position where they want to do their dream. They finally want to do that life coaching job they've always dreamed of, or to write that book that they've always wanted to do, or they want to get into some real estate. So it's all those things. Tara, we're going to click you over to so that you can chat with us if you'd like. And I don't know if you're multitasking this morning, but welcome, Tara. And so anyway, with all of that said, blogging is one of the ways that I can market my academy. And that is why I started the blog. Because and I have another whole lane called Build a Better Business, and we talk about how you build your business out. And as you build the business, you run into the same thing. How am I going to market it? How am I going to get people to know, like, and trust me? How do I get people that will finally click through and spend their money on my products and services? And one of the best ways to do that is to create a blog. So here's what I want to say. When you go to search for something, whatever you want to search for. Let's say I just was sharing with Legra, I'm going to Savannah here in a few days for my son's graduation from military boot camp. And we're going down a couple of days early. So I might go over to whatever search engine I use. And I say Google it, but not everybody uses Google. But I'll go over to whatever search engine and I'll say, what's fun things to do in Savannah? And all of these articles come up, and guess what they are? They're all blog posts. Those are all blogs that people have written. You know, when you look at the top, you see who wrote it, the date they wrote it. Now, how many of you really pay attention to the date? Not too many, unless it's time-sensitive material that you're looking up. But, you know, you go through and read and you just keep searching through these articles. Those are all blog posts. Those are all blogs. Your blog can be out there. Yours can come up on whatever your topics are when somebody searches for that topic. Your blog can come up and they'll say, oh my gosh, this is the Allegra. I've been watching her blogs. I'm gonna click through and I'm gonna actually subscribe. I wanna see every blog. Instead of me searching for a topic and waiting for her blog to come up, I'm gonna subscribe to her blog. And we talk about that when we talk about your platform, how to have that subscription button. So people can say, every time she posts, I want it to pop into my inbox. So I'm going to put my email address in here. So every time she does a blog post, I get to see it. And so we talk about how to do that so that you can actually build a following. And now you've got a built-in tribe. You've got a group of folks that are following you. I don't know about you, but I have a group of folks that I follow because I like what they're about. I trust who they are. I've listened to them either teach or I've read their articles, or for whatever reason, I'm a fan. And so I subscribe because I want to see what they're doing next or what they have to say about a particular topic that I'm very interested in. And so folks will follow you as well. So the first thing that you need to do is list everything, because we're talking about a blog name today. So list everything, excuse me, I have a frog. List everything that you want or think that you might want to write about. And so for me, as I told you a little bit of my backstory, as I was retiring and starting my academy, and then once I created my products and services, I thought, okay, I need a blog so that I can kind of advertise, if you will, who I am and what I'm about. And so at that point, I was like, okay, I have to have a name for my blog. And so what am I going to call it? And so I always thought about, what is the benefit? What do you want your folks to look like after they have worked with you? What do you want them to look like? And so here was my thought process. Excuse me just a moment. I have to cough. I don't want to cough in the camera. Sorry about that. I had a frog in my throat. I couldn't get rid of it. So anyway, here is my thought process as I started down that path. So number one, I thought, okay, I'm going to talk about passive income. So do I want my URL, my blog name, to say passive income? And I thought, passive income is what I want, but what is it that I really want? So I had to go down a little deeper. What is it that I really want? And I had a coach that kind of helped me with this, because he said, why is it that you want to retire from the salon industry? And I said, well, the reason I want to retire is I want to spend more time, you know, with my kids, my grandkids. And he said, okay, so your client shows up on your doorstep and your kids and grandkids aren't there right then. So they say, well, okay, well, they're here. They're not here right this minute. So can't you just do my nails? Because I was a nail tech for 25 years. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, I want to spend more time with Mark. He goes, same thing. He said, Mark's not here right now. Why can't you just do my nails? And I was like, And I said, well, I want to travel more. And he said, but you answered the door. You're not traveling at the moment. So why can't you do my nails? And I said, okay. He said, you see where people can convince you to not step into your dream and to continue to do what you're doing because your why isn't strong enough. And he said, so why do you want to retire from the salon? And I said, well, because I want to work on my health. And he goes, okay, now you're getting somewhere. He said, so now you're almost there. He said, so now you want to work on your health. He said, now you're not at the gym right at the moment or out jogging or whatever. So he said, so they still could argue that point. And I said, yeah, but he said, just talk to me. And I said, what ties me down? I'm a nail tech. I've got appointment every hour on the hour. And for 25 years, I've been a prisoner to the time clock. I've had to be at the salon at a certain hour. And I've got Susie at 9 and Sally at 10 and Cindy at 11. And, you know, and I said, and it just goes on and on and on. And I've been doing this for 25 years. And I said, I want freedom. And he said, now your why is getting stronger. And so when I started the academy, I wanted that freedom, or at least the option for that freedom, for everyone. And so I decided to name my blog Freestyle Living. Because, and Mark helped me come up with that, because I said, what says free? What says you can do what you want, when you want, how you want, where you want? And he's a skier. And he says, well, he said, there's freestyle skiing. He said, where, you know, you, and there's freestyle dancing. And he said something freestyle. So how about freestyle living? And so that just really resonated with me. And so I have now built my business all around the final objective of having freestyle living, doing what you want, whatever that is, because it's different for every person. So whatever it is that you want, how you want, it becomes freestyle living. So my blog post became freestyle living. And even on my website, and again, I for a couple of you that tapped in late, I just went through the whole list of what we're going to cover in 6 months. And we're going to talk about what platform you use. We're going to talk about how to customize it. And so what I did is I took my website with my products and services and my blog platform, and I color coded them the same. And then in my actual website, there is the path to freestyle living. And then my blog post is freestyle living. So you see where I branded it and customized it and tied it all in together. And so then my podcast is freestyle living. And of course, this call isn't about podcasting, but we do have a whole podcasting link. So you see where I tied that together. So that's what I want you to think about when you're coming up with a name for your blog. I want you to take the 30,000 foot view, the umbrella view. I don't want you to say, I want to write about, you know, cooking French food. Well, now, if that's your passion and you're all about French food and that's all you want to do in your website, in your products, in your services, then by all means, that's where you want to name your blog. But if that's just one small thing that you want to talk about, think about how you want your tribe, your followers, think about where do you want them to end up? What do you want them to have at the end of working with you? I want all of my followers to have freestyle living. I want them to be able to do what they want, when they want, and wherever they want to do it from. I want them to create income, passive income, because I've got that undercurrent of passive income. I want them to create passive income so that they can have that freestyle living. And so now I'm going to have all these lanes. And I'm going to talk about all these things in my blog post on how they can have passive income and freestyle living. And it's everything from having better health, because again, if you lose your health, then how freestyle life do you have? So my whole platform starts with having better health and then creating those streams of income that you do not have to punch a time clock to get, that they come in every month. And it covers your base needs. We all have needs. There's no shame in needing money to cover our base needs. We just have to know what that freedom number is. You know, the freedom number is how much money do you have coming into your household every month that punching a time clock is optional. And so, or having the stress of having the income is optional. So that's the number that I want everyone to have. And then that's what all of my programs and products are designed for, is to help you reach that freedom number so that you can have that freestyle life. So I talk about, in my freestyle living blog, I talk about travel. I talk about health. I talk about blogging. I talk about real estate. I talk about writing from anywhere in the world. I talk about, you know, in the traveling, we have freestyle living tribe trips. And I talk about our trips that we're doing. I have a writer's retreat that's coming up in August, and I talk about the retreat. So I talk about all these things in my blog post because they all pertain to my products and services. And they all come under that heading of freestyle living. So I want to go around, and I know Lynn is working. Tara, yeah. She says, good morning. Happy New Year, Tara. I don't know if you can chat with us. If you want to take off your microphone there, we can actually hear you. Elise is multitasking. She's going to hop back in. She's still on, but she's just listening in the background. So anyway, I want to start, and I'm going to ask Allegra if she would share with us some of the topics that she would like to write about. And again, don't hold back, just anything. Again, we're just listing everything that we want to talk about. What kinds of things would you like to blog or talk about in your blog?
Well, for me, I'd like to help people get free from fear and learning how to live in joy, a day-to-day joy, like people are so unhappy and lonely right now and trying to tap into just joy. I also talk a lot about relationships because I think people don't realize that you have a relationship with everything in your life. I mean, whether it's food or your car, you know what I'm saying? Is that just learning how to have relationships and to change your expectations and just get things in line so that you can live a life of joy and not always be so frustrated and overwhelmed by things. So that's where I am right now, with trying to get people to a place where they can learn how to live a level above our everyday, what we're experiencing now in life.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a couple of pointed questions, and this is for everyone on the call, so you can kind of see how we break this down. Okay. So if that's what the end result is that you want for your tribe, your followers to have joy. So your title of your blog would have something to do with that. Do you have some names tentatively picked out?
No, you know, I really don't, because I had a name before. And then as I sit down and look at who my ideal person that I'm trying to reach is, I don't think that's necessarily what they're looking, you know, what I'm looking for. So I'm on a journey to figure out what this name is going to be right now.
Okay. So let me ask you this, as you want them to experience this joy, how are you going to help them get to that point? What types of things are, and you said one, you're going to talk about relationships. Now tell me a little bit about yourself. Do you already have a coaching program? Do you already have products? Do you already have services that you're offering?
I am working on products. I am reinventing. This has been a tough couple of years for me. I went through breast cancer last year. And so I'm just reinventing. Everything is very different for me right now. One of the things, I am a retired life coach. Well, I say retired life coach. I've never retired from life coaching, but I was a retired image consultant that I ended up going into life coaching because I was getting people all dressed physically and managing their outside, and they had no idea where they were going in life. And so I'm writing a devotional on joy, and I would love to have a program to find out, you know, I've got talked to different people, how to set up a simple program and coach. I don't want to coach individually like I used to. I find you can't, you know, you just don't leverage your time well individually. So I'm looking to do some group coaching. I love in-person things and group things. So now I'm throwing it back to you for you to throw back to me where I can kind of go with this.
Okay. Well, because when I see, it's like me, when I write an article about freestyle living, a lot of people are like, oh, well, good for her. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad she's figured that out, because there's so many steps to getting from struggling to having that freestyle living that's where folks get confused. Because they're like, I don't know how to do this. I mean, she's got, you know, 5 paid for commercial buildings. Like, yeah, good for her. Yeah. Yeah. So what? But they can't connect with that if they don't have that. And they don't know, you know, that's not going to happen like in the next 30 days for them, for them to go, oh, okay, I'll just go out and buy 5 buildings. Yeah. Pay for those. Yeah. Well, they wouldn't need me if they had cash to pay for 5 commercial buildings. So the point is that my audience, my tribe, is struggling to find that freestyle living. Your tribe is struggling to find that joy. That's what's attracted them to your articles that you're writing about finding the joy. So now you have to prepare them for the steps. How do they get from where they are to where they want to be? Right. And so when you're developing your products and services, that's where you have to, as you're writing your blog post, that's where you have to spell out the steps. Just like when I came in today, for folks on this call, they want to know how to get a blog going. I spelled out the steps. You know, you come up with the blog name, and then we find a platform, you know, and I help you find that platform. Then I help you customize the platform. Then I help you writing and publishing your articles. And then I help you promote it. And finally, I help you monetize it. And so folks can go, I can see the beginning to the end. So no matter what it is that you're creating, whether you're creating a blog post or whether you're creating a product for your business or you're creating a group coaching or one-on-one coaching or whatever product you're actually putting together, it must have the steps on how to get there. That's where your audience is going to connect more with you than something that's ambiguous.
Right.
They can read all of the foo-foo articles all day long about how important it is to have joy and how important it is to have these wonderful relationships. And those are all great articles. But mm-hmm. if somebody doesn't have it and they don't know how to get it, they don't know what to do with that article. They read it and go, oh, I wish.
This is total this is total confirmation, because even in writing the devotional, I had to stop and realize that I was giving more soft commands than I was telling them how to do it. Like, you tell them what they need to do, but not how. And so I had to stop and go back and start exactly what you're saying and give them the steps. How you can say, well, you need to learn how to have less lower your expectations. Okay, that's a great statement. But if you don't tell people how to walk it through emotionally and how to put things in place, mm-hmm. do you know what I'm saying? To change, it means it's just a command that nobody can figure out. You still haven't told them how to, exactly like you said, how to do it.
And they might even agree with you and go, yeah, I need to do that, but I don't know how.
Exactly.
So that's going to be your first step is okay. Once you come up with your overarching message, then you have to come back and decide what kind of products and services you want to offer under that message. So when you're writing your blog post, you're connecting to your product and service. So the blog post can be a little more, I'll call it foo-foo. You know, I can write a blog post that says how wonderful it is to have freestyle living and I can work from anywhere in the world. And I love that the income from my 8 streams just automatically come in and everybody's going to go, oh, but then I need to have, and I can help you do it too. And click here so that I can show you. And now, see, you want to then take them back over to either your website or whatever it is that you're going to be selling as your products and services. But that's where you've got a real, and I'll say this with all the love in the world, you have to really dumb it down. mm-hmm. Because a lot of these folks, you know, you have to enter the conversation in their heads instead of having them enter the conversation in yours. See, I've discovered how to have a freestyle life. I've discovered how to have passive income and I've implemented it and I'm doing it. But for folks that have never discovered it and never done it, they don't know how to get there. And I sometimes forget where I was when I didn't know.
Right.
So I have to, and it's just like writing a book. For any of you that have written a book, we got any authors in the group, any of you that have written a book, if you're writing a book, especially your memoirs, you got to go back and you almost have to live those moments a second time. And that's why a lot of authors say when they write their memoirs, it's very painful, because if they've had some painful memories, you almost have to go back and relive those in order to write effectively so that emotion comes out in your writing. Well, when you're writing for your courses and even your blog post, you have to go back and almost relive where you were mm-hmm. at that time. Where were you when you didn't have joy? What was your mindset? That's the person you're writing to. Oftentimes we're writing to an earlier version of ourselves. Oftentimes we're writing to an earlier version of ourselves. So put yourself back in that girl's shoes, because mm-hmm. that's what's going to attract your tribe. They're going to say, oh, she gets me. Yeah, she understands where I'm at. Because you do understand, because you were there once. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you'll have to always go back to that spot. Go ahead.
Quick question. Do you recommend having at least one product or so available already before you really start to put yourself out? Like a lot of people say, go ahead and release, you know, start advertising your book or, you know, while you're writing it. Or what do you recommend to get a handle on one product first? So you're not running to catch up, or how do you see that?
Yeah, I always market before I manufacture.
Okay.
And here's why. If you market before you manufacture, you actually get a feel for your audience from their comments, their conversation. And so sometimes it takes your manufacturing of your product in a little bit different direction because you realize that maybe you really weren't entering the conversation in your clients' minds, that you were trying to get them to enter the conversation in your mind. And so sometimes you'll find that you'll need to segue a little bit in your manufacturing of your products and services. Now, the best way to do that, and for those of you that either have or haven't tapped in with me in the past, is to put together a 5-week mastermind. And that can be the first thing that you market. And you can start blogging and you can say, I have this 5-week mastermind coming up, and you can call it a masterclass, a mastermind, a 5-week challenge, you call it whatever you'd like. And that way, and a mastermind, and let me just share with you a little bit about what a mastermind is. A mastermind is where a group of folks come together, maybe just like what we're doing right here. It only needs to be, 4 or 5 people. So as a matter of fact, a smaller group is sometimes better when you're new. And so once you put together, what you're going to offer in this mastermind and your group kind of signs on, now once you get there, and I love Zoom just like this because it's a great way to see everyone. And as soon as you get there, you're going to moderate. And moderator means that you're going to inject your opinion into the call, into the mastermind, the masterclass, the challenge, whatever you're doing. So you're going to, at first, moderate. You're going to say, here's our topic for today. Here's the things I want everybody to be thinking about. Here's what we're going to talk about. And then you kind of transfer yourself over to now be the facilitator. Once you moderate and give your opinion, now you want to get everyone else talking. And here's why. Once you become the facilitator about midway in that call and get everyone else talking, they're going to start asking questions. They're going to start entering in the conversation that's in their heads. You're going to hear what their thoughts are. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that 5 session, however you lay it out, at the end of that 5 session, you will have a product. Okay. You will know exactly what you need to create because now you just heard from your beta group exactly what their questions are and what their struggles are and where they are. And you'll resonate because some of those struggles and questions will be the exact ones that you had. And then you can see the ones that they have. And again, as society changes, things change. I mean, over the past couple of years, with everyone kind of transferring from working in a corporate office to working from home, all of a sudden the problems became so different. And there were a lot of advantages, but there were a lot of disadvantages. And, and they had to work their way through that. And so when I do my masterminds, that comes up. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm still trying to work a job, but now I'm working from home and I've got the kids and the dogs and the husband and the groceries and the laundry and washing machines noise in the background. And, and so it's always a problem. And see, those weren't issues that I even ever experienced when I was in corporate America. I always left and went to a corporate job somewhere, and worked in an office. I never had those issues from working at home. So you see where things change, and that's where having a mastermind or a masterclass or a 5-day challenge will actually bring all of those new issues that maybe you weren't even aware were out there. It'll bring them to the table for you so that now you can address those in your courses and in your blogs. So I have a whole lane on how to create that masterclass. I have a free meetup. All of it's on my calendar. So anyway, go to kathybinner.com. I'm going to put it back in the chat. It's kathybinner.com, and scroll down the homepage to the calendar and you will see all those free meetups. Now, most of the free meetups are on Fridays and most of the masterminds are on Mondays. Again, today's a little bit of a hybrid because I moved Friday's call to Monday because we're leaving for my grandson's graduation. But anyway, I hope that helped answer your question on what to create first. So if it were me, I would go back to the kathybinner.com, go down to the free meetup for the masterclass, and you can scroll down my homepage and find it. And a matter of fact, I can just share my screen and show you where to find that.
I'm looking at it right now. So
okay, because You can click through and you can get some of those. I've got to get our little bar out of the way here. You can click through and find some of those replays if you want, and it'll help you put that together. But feel free to join the masterclass. This is my homepage. Remember I talked about freestyle living? Yeah, see here, here is teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. So you see where I tied everything in. That's my VPS. That's my value proposition statement. Right. That's what I can do for you. So that that's kind of, once you kind of come up with that, it helps you come up with a name on what you want to call, you know, your podcast, your blog post. You know, you can name your stuff better once you know what it is you're bringing to your audience. So these are my lanes, and my, I start with fitness first, with health and wellness first, and then of course real estate, because that's where the bulk of my income comes from. But then it goes to build a better business, and then it goes into the newbie bloggers. And here's where we are right now. This is the free meetup and replay of all the bloggers, and you can click through and get all of our replays there. And here's the writers group. But then as you scroll down, here is the mastermind group, and here's the free replays. So you can click through and get those replays, and then it also has a mastermind. So I just want to show you where to find all of that. But then if you keep on going past the one-on-one coaching, and here's our Freestyle Living Tribe trips, and you go past the trips, it does bring you down to, get past my books here. It does bring you down to the calendar. And here's where we are today. So if you scroll down to the calendar, this it shows you, here's the Build a Better Business free one. Here's the Connections Over Coffee. Here is the Create Your Own challenge or mastermind. And it's the fourth Friday of every month, and it's at 10 a.m. and it's also for free. And then we have a mastermind to go with it. Now, here's what I want to share with everyone on the call today. If you decide you want to sign up for one of my masterminds, it's $25 a month. I try to make it so it's affordable for everyone. It's $25 a month, and I'll give you as many masterminds for that as you want. Any of the masterminds, and if you sign up for one, let me know the other ones that you want to be in, and I'll add them to your portfolio inside the academy. So if you decide to sign up for a mastermind, let me know what other ones you want to join. Because they all kind of go hand in hand. We've got the blogging, the Build a Better Business, the masterclass. They kind of all go together.
Okay, this is totally off topic, but is this little girl in these red glasses your granddaughter or somebody? She's just darling.
Isn't she adorable? I actually found that picture. I bought that picture offline because she just screams freestyle.
Oh, she does. She's so yes. cute. Okay. That has nothing to do yes. with anything.
I know, but I love her too. When I found her, I said, oh, I got to put her somewhere on my So, but you see, my theme is all about freestyle living. You see where I have mm-hmm. kept that theme throughout my website. Right. And it also then reflects on the passive income undertones, because all of my steps, and again, this is what I was talking about when you're putting together your products and services. And I'll go back to the top here. At the very top, the first thing that I did right under my picture where my VPS, and see, this is fun. See, I just wanted a picture where it looked like we're just having to freestyle. We're just horsing around at a conference. This picture came from an actual conference. And there I am in the middle. And here's Mark over here and my girlfriend, Debbie. And so, and Martin is he's dressed up like a boxer. So we're just having fun with it. But here is my strategy. See, so think about, even if you don't put it into a graphic like this, think about what it is, what message it is you're trying to get out to your audience. What is the end message? And here's my message: teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, and design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. See, that's what I want to get to my audience. Now, that those three sentences didn't come overnight. I had to work on those, okay? Because I had to really hone it down to what I really wanted to tell my audience. And you want to think about, what is it they want? Well, they, you know, people say, I want passive income. No, they want freestyle living. If somebody just wrote them a check for a couple of billion dollars, they'd be happy with that. They don't have to create all these lanes of passive income coming in. They just want freestyle living. And so they know that it's not likely somebody's going to write them that check. So they better create these different lanes to get the passive income they need so that they can have the freestyle living that they want. And so Allegra, with you, you want your tribe to have that joy, but nobody is going to just hand them this box of joy. So they're going to have to create the path on how to get there. And that's where you come in. So then what is the steps? So here are my steps. For mine, your freestyle living strategies. They can take a complimentary call, have a casual chat with me. They can join any of the free meetups, join as many as they would like. They can take courses, learn everything from health to wealth. They can join the masterminds, be a part of the membership community. They can have one-on-one coaching with me to help get there faster. And then they can celebrate their success with our freestyle living tribe trips. And they then, if they do these steps, they become part of the freestyle living tribe, designing their path to freestyle living. So you see where I gave them a path to get there. And so that's one of the things that you're going to want to do is create whatever it is that you want to talk about, is create a path for them to get there. Now, in your blog, you might want to use other people's material. I might have some folks on the call today that says, I don't want to create courses and masterminds. And I don't want to do all that. I don't want to have an online academy like you. I don't want to do that. See, then I go right into my 8 online programs, the meetups, the courses, the masterminds. I go right into that. See, here's the meetups, the courses, the masterminds. And then I go right into my 8 lanes, and there's the meetup, the course, the mastermind. And it goes right down, meetup, course, mastermind. It all just flows. So, but folks that say, but I don't want to do all that. What do I blog about? You can do book reviews. If you just want to give back to your audience and you say, I just read this most wonderful book and here's what I got out of the book. Here's what I was looking for. Here's what I found. Here's the author. Here's the book. You know, you can just review a wonderful book. You don't have to create your own material. Now, here's how you can monetize that. Go over to Amazon, scroll to the bottom of your Prime Amazon subscription, because most of us order from Amazon, and become an affiliate. And so then when you want to do a book review, put your Amazon affiliate link in there. And when they click through to buy the book, you get paid. So you can start monetizing your blog post immediately just by reviewing books that you just totally love. And all you have to do is tell why you love it, what your question was, how it answered your question, or how it resonated with you, and why you love it and why you love this author. And then send them over to Amazon through your affiliate link. And all you have to do is, in small print across the bottom of your blog, is just say that affiliate links are in use. Now, I put mine, and again, when we get into the platform, which is in February, we talk about platforms. When we get into the platform that we're going to use, I teach you how to put that little that little disclaimer in the footer of your blog platform. And that way you don't have to put it in every single blog post, because it's already in the footer that says affiliate links are being used. Okay, does that make sense? So you don't have to create your own product. So to answer your question, Allegra, I would either start with advertising my favorite books or creating a little 5-session something, masterclass, mastermind on your topic, and start blogging about that and linking back to a sign-up sheet. And if that's a little ahead of where you are, although I think you were doing some coaching, so you kind of already know how to do a little landing page or something somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, for those of you that are listening that said, oh, I have no idea how to do that, go to the platform called Eventbrite. Eventbrite does not charge you if you're not charging. You can do a free event on Eventbrite, and it's totally free to you. It's totally free to your members, and you can create a little 5-session something and just pop it up on Eventbrite. And it's how they can register. They have to put in their email, blah, blah, blah. They register. You can put a little landing page there on what they're going to get, what the 5 dates are, and times and what you're going to cover. And then you can blog about it and just link it to your Eventbrite event. And that's a fast, easy, little tiny landing page that is free. Now, if you charge or you want to monetize your five session, and I personally, and again, here's my, and I'm kind of crossing over a little bit, talking a little bit about the five sessions. If you decide that's what you want to do, I would recommend that you do your first one with no charge and let those folks become your founding members. So now you've got a little bit of traction. When you start charging, you already have maybe 10 people that are founding members. And now your business starts to look like something. Mm-hmm. And then those folks see they have the freedom to come in and out as much as they want into any of your future calls. And because if you've ever been on a mastermind call, it's better if you've got that interaction between some folks. Okay. And so I always do my first couple free so that I can generate those founding members.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they have access to get into future calls. And then monetize it after that. But that would be a great place for you to start. And that way, because you're wanting to do group coaching anyway, instead of the one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that helpful?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lynn and Tara, if you want to unmic and let us know, how can I help you get your blog started? And again, today we are talking about blog name. And do you have a blog? And what is the name of your blog? And if you can't tap on the mic right now, if you put that in the chat for us, that would be great. And again, they might be
multi-tap. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So I've been procrastinating very, very much. I actually took this little Zoom course meeting months ago, and here I am back again, because I don't know if it's like even a fear thing, like putting it on there, because I'm just so unorganized right now. But I'm not sure what I really want to have for a niche. Like I always kind of wanted it kind of like a journaling thing, but I know it's not really like a good idea to always have it like a little journal. My friend, she was trying to help me because I like to, I don't know, like kind of talk about, you know, yeah, everyday thing. And not just every day, but like how you always like stumble upon things.
Okay.
So she was just, so I was thinking about doing love, joy, and peace. Another one before that was love, peace, and bullshit. So I'm like,
now, I like the bullshit one. I like that one because people are going to stop and go, what?
Yeah.
And they'll click on it just to see what it's about.
Yeah. So I was always falling towards the bullshit part, but then I'm like, are people going to feel like some type of way with the bullshit part? So I don't know. Yeah. So here I am still tossed up in the air as time goes by.
Well, here's what I want to tell you. Once you settle on the name, and it sounds like you want it to be kind of eclectic.
Yes.
So that you can talk about just day-to-day stuff, whatever your lesson of the day is or whatever.
Correct.
Or whatever your, you know, the moral of the story or however you want to frame it. But here's the first thing I would do. Once you pick a name, something, you know, eclectic in general like that, then you can start blogging on a platform. You don't have to publish.
Okay.
You can start journaling right into your blogs. And you can go back and edit, you can change pictures, you can delete it all together if you go, oh, I don't like that one after all. And right. You don't have to do anything until you're ready.
Okay. I didn't.
And that might give you the confidence to at least start writing and start putting it out there, because it doesn't go out to the general public until you hit publish.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
It is helpful. Now, the thing is too, is like, where do I begin? Like, I know, I wasn't sure if it was you or somebody else. They're talking about the, where you would get your domain name from and all that.
I'm going to show you, I'm going to share my screen again.
Okay.
And here are, I'm going to go back to the top. This is kathybinner.com. Can you see that on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. And if you click on the little hamburger here, it gives you my menu. And here is my resources. You see the resource page. So I'm going to click on the resource page. It's loading. And if you scroll down, it my real estate stuff is first because that's part of my passive income. Yeah. But then I go down to building a better business. And one of the things under building a better business,
the whole skater. So it was you.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And it's web hosting and it's you can go as low as $275 a month. Now, when you click on that button, it brings you over here to this. And here's where you can get started at only $275 a month. Okay. Now you get a free domain for a year.
Okay.
And then after that, the domain is like $10 a month. It's not very expensive. And so anyhow, you can pick, you know, your plan, whatever, you know, it tells here, here's the shared hosting. This is the one that I did actually at $275 a month. WordPress at $595, VPS at $23.95, and dedicated at $89.95. I just went with the $275 one. This is how I got started. And so anyway, this is a great way for you to get started. And then once you sign on, every time you come back, see, you're going to sign in. And when you hit the sign in button, you're going to go right to the website builder. And all a platform is, it's just a little miniature website. And so I'm going to show you what mine looks like. And this is mine on freestyleliving.net. And I'm going to click on that domain. It'll take a minute to load. And this is what mine looks like. And this is right off of HostGator, the $275 a month. And the freestyleliving.net is my domain. That's my URL and it came with it. And of course, my top article is how to blog on my blog. And I actually named it Freestyle Living Blog. You see that there at the top. And I only have three pages. It's just a home page, which is where all my blogs sit, a work with me page, and a connect page. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Nice. And so now with the different pages, you don't have to pay separately, correct?
Nope, they're all included.
All included. All right.
And so these are all the blogs I've written. You see all of these tags over here. You can click on any of these tags and those are all my blogs.
Okay.
And then, or you can go back through the pages here and click on blogs. And then we talked about earlier, as folks scroll down, if they go, oh, I love everything, they can actually join my email list so that the blog comes right into their email.
Nice.
Okay.
So then that's a whole different ball game for that one as well. Getting an email list get going.
Yes. So as you can tell, that's all there is to it. And you can go right to my website, go down to resources and click through on the HostGator. But have a name kind of in mind that you want so that you can search to see if it's available.
Okay.
Okay. Because when you first sign up here through HostGator, and you click here, the first thing they're going to ask you for is, you know, what do you want your free domain to be?
Okay.
And again, we talked earlier, and I don't know how much of the call you caught. We talked earlier about what's your overarching theme. And it sounds like you want yours to be somewhat eclectic. So I get that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the other thing is too, is like, I do suffer from like depression, anxiety. I do have a service dog. So I kind of want to tie all that stuff in there. So then that's why I'm like, oh, love, peace and bullshit. And then being a single mom, like, I feel like I have a lot that I can actually talk about.
I love that. I love that. And so you can talk about all those things. Now, the only other thing I would recommend for you as you were writing your actual blog post, you can share the day-to-day stuff that you want to share, but have a moral to the story.
Okay.
Have a lesson learned. Have an aha moment.
Yep.
Have something that everyday activity brought you.
Okay.
Have a win.
Yep. Okay.
And that's what's going to keep your readers coming back. It's kind of like, oh, wow, she struggles with that. And she sees that win in that situation that I didn't see. And that's going to encourage your readers. Reader. Yes.
Okay.
Now, my question to you is, what is your ultimate goal? For me, my ultimate goal is I want everyone to take a step toward having their own passive income and reaching their freedom number so that they can have freestyle living. That's my goal. I would love for everyone to make a decision that I can do these three things to generate passive income. And maybe it's only going to give them a couple hundred dollars a month. Maybe, but like I said before, a couple hundred dollars a month might make a difference in what car you drive. Right. $500 to $1,000 a month might make a difference in what zip code you live in and what school your kids go to. Right. And so it doesn't take a lot of cash flow to make a huge difference in someone's life. So I just, my entire goal for everything I'm doing is I want to make a difference in someone's life.
Somebody's life.
Yeah. Right. So what is your goal for your readers?
Another one that I would have to think about.
Do you just want to inspire them to keep on keeping on?
That would be good though, inspiring.
Because it could be that, you know, if you've struggled in these day-to-day activities, right. You want to inspire someone else that there is a silver lining in that cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I say on every article you write, your last ending, your conclusion, your final ending, your final paragraph, where however you want to word it, you want to have that silver lining. You want to have that aha moment. You want to have that happy thing that you found in that struggle.
Like it doesn't have to be the way it is. So.
Well, or sometimes it could just be that you decided to think about something differently.
Right.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is very helpful. I appreciate it.
So you can start, you can go ahead and click through, you can start writing, you can start putting blog posts up there, but nothing happens until you hit the publish button. You can write 10, 20, 30 articles and never hit the publish button.
Oh, I did not know that. That's great. Yeah. No, I'll have to do that. It's a new year.
So that'll help you. That'll help you get started, Tara.
Yes, I appreciate it. Very helpful. And then eventually I do want to do the, what you're saying, the affiliates,
yes,
the affiliators and stuff like that. So, but once I get this started, I'll figure all that other stuff out, I guess.
Well, and you know what, stay with us. We're going to meet the first Friday of every month. And again, I scooted this one to Monday because I'm traveling this week, but we're back on February 3rd. And so we're going to be talking about the platform on February 3rd. And so anyway, it would be great if you could go ahead and get registered and get signed up and get your URL, your domain name, and play around a little bit with the platform, because we're going to be talking about the platform next month on our call. Perfect. And then please feel free to join the mastermind. And just like I was saying with Allegra, you can be in as many masterminds as you want. They're $25 a month, but you get all of them for $25. Just tell me which ones. So folks that want to write from anywhere in the world may not be interested in investing in real estate, and folks in real estate don't want to write. So they're not all for everyone, but the Build a Better Business, the 5-day mastermind challenge, creating that, the blogger group, the writing group, they all kind of go hand in hand. And so feel free, if you want to join one of those, when I see that it comes through, then shoot me an email or a message and just let me know what other ones you want me to add to your, to your portfolio.
Now, if I was to sign up for like a Friday class.
Well, the Friday ones are free. Those are all the free meetups, like the one we're doing, except we're on Monday today, one time, but those are all free.
Right. Now, if I wasn't able to even attend it, would I be able to get like a link to know what you the discussion was about?
Yes. I post all the replays. I record all of the calls, and all the replays of the masterminds are inside the mastermind. You can go right to that mastermind in my academy and see the replays.
Okay. Perfect.
And you can listen to them. Yeah. They're all in there. There's like 3 years worth now.
Oh, wow. It's a lot.
And they're all titled on what we're talking about, whether we're talking about your name, blog name, or the platform, or promoting or monetizing. They're all titled on what the subject matter was for that conversation.
Nice. I'll have to look into it.
Yes. KathyBinner.com. It's in the chat. I put it in the chat. Just scroll through and check it out. You can click through on as many as you want and see what interests you.
Okay.
Thank you. So is that helpful, Tara?
You've been very helpful. I'm going to have the courage now to actually go forward in 2023 to actually put my foot out there and do it.
I love it. I love it. And you don't know where it's going to take you. And if all you do is talk about everyday things and then have an affiliate link, back to something that you found, that you bought, a book you read, a product that you've used, and just have affiliate links, you could monetize if that's all you do. That's a stream of income you didn't have before.
Right. Correct. I appreciate it, Kathy. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. I'm going to be watching for that blog because I would tap on that one.
Thanks.
Lynn, can you hear us? I don't know if you're in a spot where you can click on your microphone and chat with us or not. I'm scrolling back. Lynn is in the middle of working right now, so she might not be able to stay. So she could be, you know, I don't know what she does. But she might be working with a client or away from the phone and just listening in. So Lynn, if you get a chance, just flash your mic and come on. We'll see that you're there. Allegra, did you have a question? I saw that you jumped in when Tara was talking. Did you have a question?
Actually, I did. I was wondering, are you now using, when you went to HostGator, because I already have a couple of URLs that I could use. Huh? Did you ever use the WordPress? Did you upgrade to WordPress or go over to it? Or did you just stay with the one you have?
Well, first of all, let me explain WordPress. WordPress is the grandfather of...
Right. I've had a WordPress site before. I've always had WordPress sites.
Yes.
And then I started fooling with trying to do Squarespace. And some days I just get a headache because the learning... Well, it's just different. It's just different.
Yes, it's different. So WordPress is the grandfather of all of these sites because WordPress is the coding. And then what's happened is like Wix and Weebly and Squarespace and HostGator, they all came in and their programmers put together a template already from WordPress, kind of a prefab kind of little template.
Yeah.
And then they advertise plug and play. We did the hard part for you. And so I bought into HostGator because all I had to do is I just went through their templates and I picked one that I liked the layout. Okay. And then all I did is just change the color, add my picture, dropped in my post. I didn't have to come up to speed on what plugin should I buy and where should I put this picture. And it was already designed for me. And that's why I chose HostGator for that reason.
Okay.
But again, most of those Wibblies, Wix, Weebly, HostGator, they're all designed off of WordPress.
What about the SEO? I think that's the biggest concern that I've had because for years I had WordPress, and of course you always have to have somebody work with you to do your updates and make sure your security is okay. I mean, on the back end is always a little more complicated, and then Divi, I don't know what all happened. But the long story short is, are you good with the SEO for the?
Yes.
Do you know, that's always the question is that they claim that WordPress has the greatest SEO of everybody. What do you say about that?
Well, again, all of these other sites, they've all picked up a certain portion of that. So they're all very close to WordPress these days.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
They're all very close.
Okay. Because they act like, you know, they still, of course, WordPress still claims they're the greatest that ever did it. And so I'm just wondering, is this really true or not?
Nope. I get it. But again, I wanted to spend my time writing. I didn't want to spend my time figuring out how to get a plugin to work. And then when I wanted to monetize, you know, how do you get the PayPal button loaded? And so I just avoided all of that and just went with one that was already a template kind of prefab.
Okay.
And so that way I can spend my time writing and teaching and coaching and not actually figuring out how to be a WordPress professional.
Doing the tech. The tech is a headache, isn't it?
Okay, I know.
I needed to hear that again.
Well, and I think we get hung up there. I think a lot of folks, they read the articles, they do the research, they go, well, I got to go with WordPress. And then they go with WordPress. And then their first time out of the shoot, they're like, what do I do now? And next thing you know, they're paying someone and they really can't afford it because they're trying to generate some income for themselves. And now they're paying more than they're making.
Well, mine was just always having to be at the behest of somebody else, right? It was like always having to wait on the person to get back with you. And then it may be 24 hours or 48 hours and you're trying to move on. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't have the freedom that I wanted when I had WordPress. So
now, and I get that. And because here's my story. When I had the salons, all the girls wanted to have, you know, their little rack cards with all their prices, you know. And they wanted to have their business cards that they could hand out to clients with their phone number, put their next appointment on the back or whatever. And so I ended up going with Vista Print, because with Vista, you could get that little tiny website and get all of this printing, and it all matched and the graphics were already there. And so I went with Vista Print. Well, what happened early on is I had paid someone to do a website for me. And like you said, every time I'd have a stylist that would leave, I would say, hey, I need to take her off of the website. Okay, okay. And it would be months sometimes before they would get me updated. Right. When the other girls would, they'd say, why are you still advertising her? She doesn't even work here anymore. And I'm like, I'm trying to get her off of there. And, or a new girl would come on. And of course she'd look the very next day. Am I on there yet? And my guy would be like, no, nah, I haven't got to it yet. So finally, that's when I went with Vista, because again, Vista was a little plug and play built off of WordPress, but Vista did the heavy lifting. All I had to do was plug in, you know, what I wanted it to say. And so I went with Vista Print early on in with my website for that reason, because I wanted the freedom to be able to change it in real time and not wait for somebody else. Because, you know, they had more clients than me, and I probably wasn't even their biggest client. So I never made it quickly to the top of their list on getting my website current. And here's what I know. When you're starting out creating either a blog or a business or whatever, you don't even know what you want to be on there yet. So there's no way you can pay someone to put it together and have it match your vision or your dream, because you don't have a clear vision yet.
And then they get frustrated.
Yes. So here's my biggest takeaway for today. You have to start first and get clarity second.
Okay.
You have to start first and get clarity second. If you wait to get clarity, you will never start.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm a huge proponent of doing your own website, your own blog platform, because you can start to do something and then you can go, nah, that's not where I want to go with that. I want to change that color. I want to change that phrase. I want to change it. And now you're not at the mercy of waiting for your technical person, you know, that you maybe only get to have once a month. Because by then your creativity, if you know what I mean, for those of us that are creative, your creativity is now gone, because you've moved on to other things and you're like, what was I thinking? I don't know now what I even wanted you to do. But that's why I'm a proponent of doing your own website and your own platform, but make it easy for yourself. Don't jump into something that has such a learning curve that you are at the mercy of getting somebody to help you with the technical end. There's so many options out there that are plug and play. They're called plug and play or drag and drop.
Drag and drop, yeah.
And those are so easy. And so that's, and then it's whatever you get used to. Once you get used to a particular platform, you'll be flying around in there in no time.
Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate, thank you. This is my big takeaway. I think this was my takeaway from you the last time we talked. It's sort of like the ready, fire, and then aim, instead of ready, aim, and then you fire, and you spend all your time, and then you fire, and you're like, what am I shooting at, right? This wasn't even the right target. So that, thank you so much for saying that again.
All right. I love it. I love it. Tara, what was your big takeaway?
It was so much. I like how it's a smaller group, because before, when I took your little Zoom meeting thing, like, I didn't even really have time to really speak and try to like talk to you to get my mind out there. So I think like this, just speaking to you and you're like, oh, I like the fact that you like love peace and bullshit, like, you know, attract people. So I might actually, I'm leaning more towards that now. Feeling like more confident in that. Like you said, like you're talking about the WordPress, and I know that they have like already templates out there. So I'm going to just go with that just to start off, not even play around with it too much. But you know how you have your first and your last name as your domain? So I'm thinking, like, I didn't really want to use my first and last name. So I was thinking about doing Tara's Paradise, because I already have my Instagram, which I haven't used in like years. So maybe if I clean that out, I can still like redo my Tara's Paradise on Instagram. So then that way I have more of like of a social media type thing for people to connect with, as well, and then do the thing with love, peace, and bullshit. Do you think that would be okay? Or do you think because I have such a broad outline, like I should just stick with my first and last name, like a lot of people out
there? Do you think that down the road, and sometimes we don't have the foresight. My quick story is I named my salon All About Nails and then decided to add hair.
Right.
So sometimes you have to think bigger. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And so I changed my name to All About You Salon Suites eventually. So it included everything, but I started off where I immediately put myself in a box, like right up front, because I just didn't see it big enough. So for you, do you think down the road that you're going to either maybe eventually author a book or create courses or have your own products? Are you thinking down the road that it could grow into that?
So that was like my thing. Like, I would love to do something like that in the far future. I just don't know people to associate myself with that kind of could put me like a little bit on that path. So I think like with me not knowing people and knowing how to do it, I feel like I kind of take myself out. So
well, here's my suggestion. Save your full name as your domain name for your overarching company.
Okay.
And okay. So ultimately, you're going to have a website under your name.
Okay, so then that will always be.
And then once you create your products, your blogs, your podcasts, whatever, you can name those whatever is appropriate for that particular item. But perfect. You want to have a main website under your name. And here's why. I have a ton of friends and I love them dearly and they're all doing all kinds of things. And of course, you know, we all have a lot of different interests. And anytime I want to recommend someone to them, I can remember their name, but I can't remember what they named their company or their latest product. Correct. And I always have to Google their name.
Perfect.
To find their website, to find the product that I'm trying to refer
that makes
to somebody.
Sense. Very
and
good.
And so keep save your name for your main overarching company name.
Perfect.
And then you can name your other products and services, whatever suits.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I could hug you right now because you're giving me so much more confidence.
Tara, Kathy, can I say something to Tara real
quick? Absolutely.
Tara, I just want to tell you that, like, you know, everybody's not your client. I love your title, and anybody that doesn't like it is not your person, right? And so that's just it.
Yes.
You know, I think that that's great. Like, I like your title and, you know, everybody's not going to like it, but everybody's not our client.
Right. It's correct.
Yes. Your tribe will find you.
Okay.
Once you start putting yourself out there, your tribe will find you.
Right. All right. That's perfect. Thank you, ladies.
I love it.
That in
okay.
Mind.
So mark your calendars. We're going to be back February 3rd, 10 a.m. That's the free one. Go to kathybinner.com. Join a mastermind and then let me know what other ones you want to be in and I'll add them to your cart automatically for free. And so you're only going to pay for one and you get as many as you want. So stay in touch and we will see you next month.
Safe travels, Kathy. Have fun.
Yes. Thank you guys. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. Bye.